And Commander Rowan, thank you for joining us today.
It's an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is an honor to speak to you as well. And of course, we are all very connected here with the American Legion and with veterans issues in general. But first, in case there is somebody who doesn't know what the American Legion is and what it does, could you give me just a quick thumbnail on that?
Sure. The American Legion is a veteran service organization. It's war-era veterans. We are founded on four pillars, and those four pillars are Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, which is taking care of our veterans, making sure they get the benefits they need, and making sure their families are taken care of. National Security, or National Defense, making sure our military personnel are taken care of, and they get the resources that they need, as well as making sure that their military families are taken care of. Americanism, which is all about teaching what it means to be an American. Right now we're in the process of the Get Out the Vote campaign to make sure people go to the polls if there's elections going on in their communities. And our fourth pillar is children and youth, which is taking care of the children of our nation and making sure that they feel safe in their hometowns. So those four pillars coming together, you can learn a whole lot more about our organization at legion.org. You could spend months there and not see everything of all the fantastic stuff that's going on across this nation.
And not to mention the history of the Legion, which we also don't have time for today, but it is a fascinating story, and it must be a source of pride to be at the top of the American Legion. You've been doing it for 3 months. I will assume it's been an eventful 3 months for you.
It has been. Since the election in August, I have been to 12 different states. I've been to Washington, D.C. a couple times. We have national headquarters in Indianapolis and another headquarters in Washington, D.C. I've been to both of those for a while. It's amazing to see the work that we're doing across this nation and the people that I've met in my travels, the veterans and the stories that they have are things you never would read in a history book. It's just an amazing honor to be in this position.
Well, as long as you're traveling, let's talk about that because we have Veterans Day coming up in just a few days. What are your plans on Veterans Day?
On Veterans Day this year, I will be in New York City. I'll be taking part of the New York City Parade. But as part of Veterans Day, I'm asking Legion posts across the nation to open their doors up to the public, to the community, and invite the community in. Maybe give them a meal if it's possible. But I will be celebrating Veterans Day dinner with an American Legion family, the Lieutenant Kim Lau Post, 1291, out in New York area, and just sitting down with them, listening to stories about what they do in the community and hearing what a difference we make. Across the nation, American Legion Posts are making a difference in the lives of those who live in those communities.
And that is one of the hallmarks of the Legion, is that every post that I've ever dealt with is deeply involved in their community, beyond just opening up the hall and being available for fundraisers for nonprofits.
Exactly. And the fundraisers is what makes it possible for us to give multitudes of scholarships out to our high school students and taking care of the kids and helping to take care of military families. What we're seeing across the nation is the National Guard is being called up time and time again, and they are well-trained and well-disciplined, and they're ready for their missions overseas, but when they go overseas, they're a little bit worried about their families that they're leaving here at home. So the American Legion steps up, and we're making sure that the families who are in communities across the nation are taken care of so that our military can concentrate on a mission, knowing that the American Legion family is here at home taking care of their families.
And does that sum up what is a program that's close to your heart, and that would be Family First?
That does sum it up. What I found is we have our personal families. When you go off to basic training in the military, you get a new family, you get new brothers and sisters, and during your entire military career, you get new families from place to place because we depend on each other and we really do treat each other like family. And then when we got out of the military, we found the American Legion family, and as part of the American Legion family, we realized that we're taking care of each other. So basically, the family first theme comes down to the fact that we need to take care of each other no matter who we are, no matter what we're doing. That's how the nation survives, and that's what being an American is all about, is caring and taking care of each other.
And before we go any further, let's once again say if people want information about the Legion, the website is?
The website is legion.org.
Now, my understanding, now let's talk about some of the issues that are facing veterans today. I know one of them is traumatic injuries. I mean, over the course of the Legion's history, it's gone from being called shell shock to battle fatigue, and now it's traumatic injuries. But what are some of the other issues along with that that the Legion is addressing?
Well, we're addressing healthcare issues. As I've traveled across the nation, I've heard veterans who live in rural areas having trouble getting into the VA hospital system just because of the distance mostly. We're 100% want to keep the VA hospitals open, but we want to make sure that those veterans who live a great distance away get the care that they deserve. We're concerned about veteran suicide rates. We're concerned about military budgets to make sure that the military personnel who are serving overseas or in the United States, at that matter, have the equipment that they need to do the job that they're expected to do, making sure that veterans get the benefits they earned and they deserve. We were really proud during our national convention in Reno that President Trump signed Appeals Modernization Act on stage during our convention, and that Appeals Modernization Act will help veterans, if they're appealing for their benefits, get what they deserve. But the American Legion family also has service officers who will help veterans file for their claims if they're eligible for some sort of help from the veteran system.
Also, you mentioned your convention, and it was the 99th National Convention. So the next one, you guys will be celebrating 100 years, the 100th convention of the American Legion.
It will be exciting. We're going to Minneapolis, Minnesota for our 100th convention, which is where our first convention was held. So it'll be August of 2018 where we're celebrating that, and I have the honor of being the one who will preside over that convention, and I'm pretty excited, and we have some pretty fantastic things planned for it. So again, watch legion.org, and people can start seeing some of the things that we're hoping to do during that convention, and then there will be special celebrations across the nation because we have Legion Post who are celebrating their 100th anniversary as well. So just watch your communities, see what's going on, and come into a Legion Post and find out more about exactly what we do and if you're eligible to be part of our family, because we'd love to have you.
Now, to go back to the traveling, because you mentioned President Trump, he's going to be heading to Korea and to Asia in a short while, but apparently the national commander of the American Legion, which would be, well, you, you're also planning a big trip.
We are. We're getting, the end of November is our planned trip to go over to South Korea, Okinawa, and the Philippines. During that process, we will be visiting with those military troops who are currently serving over there, and we also have American Legion Post in foreign countries. So we have two Legion Posts over in South Korea. We have Okinawa Post and Philippine Post, as well as not just American Legion, but also the American Legion Auxiliary. So we'll be visiting with those family members, making sure that they have resources they need, as well as their military, and making sure that if there's anything that we need to be aware of other than what's in the news. But the stuff you hear in the news is one thing, but when you get on the ground and you actually get to meet with the American Legion Post in foreign countries as well as here on American soil, it's amazing the things that we're doing and the people that belong to our organization. They have written amazing pages in history, and it's nice to get to meet them in person.
And it is nice to get to talk to you in person, and I take a certain amount of pride in this because I come from a military family and know exactly how the sacrifices are that the military families make. My father was a career Navy officer, so the Legion is something that's close to all of our hearts here. And we do wish you just a huge ton of success with Families First and with your term as the national commander. And again, congratulations on your election.
Thank you. It is, like I said, it's an honor. And I'm just going to plug legion.org one more time so you can learn about our organization. And if you're eligible for membership, you can join right there on legion.org.
Well, you made it interactive and easy. And
okay.
And also, we do appreciate your service both in the Legion and, of course, you served the country as a member of the armed forces as well. And I know a lot of people are saying that now, just kind of like out of rote, thank you for your service. But we do appreciate it here, and we thank you for taking the time today.
You bet. Thanks, Bill, and thanks for being a military kid.